It is the post-match show from the Glen Book after Liverpool have due to all with Manchester United. I've got David Cavani, I've got Aaron Meaney, I've got Neil Docker, and nearly a frustrated day. We wanted it on, and then you watch it and you're like, fucking hell. Someone called it off quick. It was hard to watch. It was hard to sit in. I didn't enjoy being in the crowd. I thought they were horrible. I thought that the conditions on the pitch didn't make it easy for the players. I thought the crowd made it even harder. But that said, they didn't help themselves with the application or how they played either. Just, I mean, fucking hell, if that Harry Maguire would have won, would have gone in the end, it would have capped an awful day, so it could have been worse. But yeah, just not a nice, frustrating day for Liverpool.
It definitely could have been worse. But that doesn't mean it was very good either. I think it was by far Liverpool's worst performance of the season, and I think it was probably Manchester United's best performance of the season. I thought their application, their fight and their hunger in the first half was just superior to Liverpool's all over the pitch. We weren't winning enough tackles, weren't winning enough duels. We were second to a lot of balls, and I genuinely thought at half time something's got to change here big time. And then it was actually their goal that fired Liverpool into some sort of semblance of a performance for maybe 10-15 minutes. But even then it felt like we'd got away with one. When we went 2-1 up, I felt like Liverpool might get away with one here and get the 3 points. And it wasn't to be. I thought there's performances all over the pitch you could look at, but I don't thought both fullbacks were really poor for the Reds today. Really poor. And I thought we lost the battle in the middle. Dominic Szoboszlai, you know, I was looking forward to seeing him again today with his drive, his stamina, his tackling, his tenacity. I thought he was a big miss. I don't think Curtis Jones played well in his absence. And I thought United's midfield was so poor when I saw them last week with Casemiro and Christian Eriksen. Today he's been brought a bit of youth in, a bit of energy with Mainu, with Ugarte. And I thought for long periods United were the better team. And it's difficult to have to say that.